Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, caretaking mother RJ. I care about you and my children. From Fantasy Key, overstuffed mother Miranda.
Just, that was the best Thanksgiving meal I've ever had. Great.
You're going to have to roll me out of this Benihana, honey. You are going to have to roll me out of here.
You know, they give you as many rolls as you want.
You can always ask for extra noodles. They have to give it to you. From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, outdoorsy mother, Casey.
Mama, take me outside.
Meet him outside. Meet him outside. Come get Casey, meet her outside. Okay. And from Harmonia, okay. Traveling Grandpa Adam.
No.
No, is, no one's traveling right this? Now.
Yes, we are. Everybody's traveling right now, Adam.
That's true. The pandemic is over. Everybody's got to go get to the World Showplace and get their Figment popcorn bucket.
DDD.
Okay.
DDD. DDDD.
DDDD. That is the funniest video content I have ever seen. And it's all people being like, seriously, like, this is amazing. I'm like, this is hilarious. World Showplace full of Figment popcorn buckets is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's so funny. It looked like Black Mirror. Like,
why does it sound different when we... Sorry, I shouldn't do this now.
I'm not in the middle of the chat.
Don't do this.
No, it was fully like the end times. Like, we are preparing for Armageddon. Please pick up your assigned Figment weapon.
Figment popcorn bucket.
The zombies are coming.
Figment is army, confirmed.
Figment is army's purple. Borhe, absolutely.
Well, and there's a whole army of him.
Oh, Figment is army. Oh,
there's a Figment army.
Figment is army in a sense that they show up at your local high school with a little QA table and you can sign up and you get a little pamphlet.
Oh, yeah. ROTC.
ROTC.
Vibes.
Figment is ROTC.
Yeah. Yeah, them all lined up on the tables is just like so.
It's peak stormtrooper energy.
So funny.
Well, I heard they're going to do that. They're going to swap the stormtroopers at Galaxy's Edge for Figment.
For Figment. Well, yeah, because, you know, because they've probably ordered 8 million more. So these are going to be there every day.
Sorry, for a festival that ends when? Like tomorrow?
Like this weekend?
Yeah. Literally this weekend. It ends this weekend.
And no one's going to come. It's just so like.
I bet they continue to sell them through Flowering Garden.
They're going to continue to sell them till they're at Cast Connection.
Yeah, they're going to continue to sell them until
they're going to offer them.
You know what this is?
In the American Pavilion at freaking
your fries are going to be in them.
Yeah,
girl.
This is the new Buzz Lightyear sippy cup at every table service establishment. Yes.
No, this is the new Sanrio Amiibo card situation.
Flop.
Truly, Target has
flop.
Stacks of them now.
Ep
are
flop.
You kidding me?
Top flop.
They
ep
are two.
Flop.
Flopcot. Deep.
Did you see my tweet just now?
Yeah, we're all on Twitter. Yeah, we saw it just now. We're all looking for
thank
it.
Thank you. Great. I opened my very first bottle of sparkling champagne today, or sparkling wine today.
Ever?
And? Without plugging. Oh, yeah, I've never opened a bottle myself.
Oh, I understand. Topping. Okay, got it.
Sparkling wine before.
Oh, consistently.
You consistently have sparkling wine.
But today I opened my very first bottle.
Wow. Did you do it the...
You had a saber and you went...
Yeah, you did the Emily in Paris and you cut your thumb off.
Yes! Oh my gosh. That's such a wild clip that plays in my brain.
Is this why you're in such a mood to leave early today so you can go to the hospital and get your thumb reattached?
Yeah, it's just gutting blood. I wanted to start at 8 because I lose energy very early in the evening. And when we record at 8:30, I'm a guy. So we have 5 minutes. Five minutes until 8:30. Do with it what you will.
We're recording now.
Well, yeah, we are.
That's right. We are.
We are.
This is the pod, Mama. We were talking about. Okay, so we talked about Figment popcorn bucket. You can mobile order it. It's going to be around forever.
Okay, let's talk about
Femmes
New Horizon.
Disney. Oh,
let's talk about
Femmes at DDD.
No match. No
Cherry match. Lives on Harmonia now.
Wow. A bomb has been dropped.
A sister.
A sisterly. The I one could say the sisterly villager. If you were to point to any of the 24 sisterly villagers and you were like, who gives you visually sisterly energy?
Renee.
Renee.
No.
Clearly.
No, Renee. Renee gives Soleil. So Renee is just another Soleil. A taller
Renee
Soleil.
Is a tall is Soleil's
neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Renee,
yeah.
She's our neighbor.
They go, they're on the same Facebook groups, and let me just leave it at that.
Yeah, they're on Nextdoor. And that's all I'm gonna say.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Big Nextdoor energy. I would love to see an Animal Crossing Nextdoor.
Listeners, don't take it.
Chris,
trademark.
Chris, we're trademarking that. Squirrel. I
think wait, where's Aaron. Peachy? Peachy, file our patent.
We're filing our patent.
File a trademark here. A patent.
Yeah, we'll file a patent.
Yeah.
We have to, that's, okay, this is homework. We got it next week.
We'll take screen.
We're really not going to talk about how Cherry lives on Harmonia now? We're just going to ignore that?
We'll come back to it.
Hold on a bit.
Oh, fine.
We'll circle back.
Yeah.
We'll circle back, but, to next week, everyone's got to come with a next door post from one of their villagers.
Okay, done.
I might go so far as to join next door so I can really get into the culture.
Yeah.
Next, Kristen Bell was just on an interview where she was talking about how she is a member of next door, and it's just fascinating to because we have next door, and there are some not nice people around these parts.
Shocking. In Chives, you don't say.
Shockingly,
in Chives,
the one who was running a church in their backyard.
Yeah. Oh my God. The woman you screamed at Walgreens that she wasn't wearing a mask.
Did I do that? That doesn't sound like me. Speaking of not wearing masks,
nobody needs to.
Nobody will.
I saw somebody who put it in the show notes?
I did.
I was like, are we really going to talk about this?
If there's two things that this podcast talks about, it is obviously Animal Crossing, and the second is obviously the ongoing situation of the pandemic with COVID.
Yeah,
so absolutely. We do feel necessary to bring
we do talk about it an awful lot escapism podcast. We do talk about it quite often
because you have to understand what we're escaping from to enjoy the escapism.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, sure.
That's gorgeous.
Because in 100 years, when they're listening back on this podcast,
exactly. When aliens are listening to the tapes,
when the aliens
are going to be like, why did they start this?
We're beaming this out right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Which is an alien name. He's listening and is like, oh
wow. That's Soleil is a real number.
Next door, I gotta join.
Okay, let's talk about Cherry then, Adam.
She's a dog. I don't know. What's to talk about?
She's the peak
you
sister.
You were so insistent.
I know. Well, this is the
your
only
first sister?
No,
because I had Phoebe. It's the only thing I'm bringing to the table this week from Harmonia. So I felt like I really wanted to like plant a flag. You've had Cherry.
I had Cherry was my first Cherry. Villager in Iloilo.
Oh, right. Because she was your sister.
Oh, wow.
She was my
two.
Sisterly.
Who was your jock? Oh. Wow, some impression.
Wow.
Rodeo? No.
Rodeo's a lesbian.
A lesbian? Rodeo's a lesbian. Congratulations to Rodeo.
Congratulations, Rodeo. Live your truth.
And if there's three things we talk about, it's Animal Crossing, COVID, and lesbians. Yeah, so just remember that.
Rodeo is Che Diaz. Congratulations, Che.
No, not
Che
is bisexual.
Che is pansexual.
They are pansexual.
She got renewed.
What?
So
and
did
just
Gilded
like
Age.
That, she got renewed.
And just like that, she got
and
renewed.
And just like that.
And just like that, there'll be a new season.
Oh, no. How?
Who are the Carrie, Samantha, and Miranda of Animal Crossing?
Oh.
Oh, good.
Wait, who? Not Charlotte? Samantha?
Oh, sorry.
I think we also need to pinpoint their villager type.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Oh.
Charlotte, so, easy. Sweet.
Sweet.
Charlotte is sweet.
Clearly a absolutely. Sweet.
Miranda,
clearly
big sweet. Sister.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then Carrie would have to be a peppy.
I would say if you're doing all four.
I would say she's a snooty.
I would say
a snooty.
I would say she's a snooty. And I would say
Samantha's more
peppy. Samantha's more
Peppy's not the right.
No, it's not. But if we have to.
I think they're both snooty. Carrie is a smug.
Carrie is a smug. Carrie is a gay man. So that is canon. Remember that.
Yeah. But I do feel like snooties kind of have different, you know, like there's different kinds levels of snooties.
I do feel Samantha as a snooty is more true.
I think the way Samantha talks is like snooty, but I don't think Samantha is
like a Diana.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Diana. Because Samantha. Samantha's got the voice like this, and that would be absolutely a snooty.
Yeah.
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 But I don't know.
I think those are the right villagers.
What of the eight villager types is the one that's like, I need to get absolutely PLOWED.
Smug. It's smug. She's a smug.
So Samantha.
And then Carrie is snooty.
And Carrie is a snooty.
Well, there you go.
There you go. And just like that, they're in the Animal Crossing.
Just like that. And who's Shay Diaz?
Cap'n
Orville.
Cap'n? Cap'n?
Singing on that boat.
Comedy concerts on the boat.
Wish we all could
be. A free comedy show.
Yeah, girls.
Yeah. Are you putting our tags in as and just like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can tag Sex in the City on our Twitch so people are
oh yeah, trying to get some views.
Okay, well, what else is going on with Harmonia?
Nothing else is going on with Harmonia. We can move on from Harmonia. Wait, who else also has had Cherry? Has everybody had Cherry? Am I the last one?
Adam, Miranda has not had Cherry.
Miranda hasn't had Cherry.
I have not.
Okay, you just had.
She's not coming.
You had Lucky.
She's not.
Which is the boy version of Cherry.
Who?
Lucky.
Who?
Lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still... Spooky. Yeah, something's wrong with my internet.
I'll never forget Miranda forgetting that she gave me her Lucky. So then when she finally came to my island and saw him...
They were like, oh, Miranda.
So excited to see her.
Oh,
who was my first jock?
Yeah, that was a special moment for me.
My first jock was Kevin.
Antonio is my first jock.
Oh, yes.
Because he lives in Ari's island.
The anteater.
Yeah.
Mine was the blue rhino.
Tank?
Mine was Biff.
Biff.
Oh, yeah.
Biff. It sure is Biff.
Biff. Casey, why don't we update the girls on our streams this week? Anything fun happened from your stream?
The streams this week. Yeah, I streamed last Thursday. I updated Fauna's home because I don't like it. I made her home... into like
have a personality.
The vibe that I was going for was that Fauna lives in an Airbnb, or she's staying in an Airbnb that is owned by Soleil. So Soleil's photo is on the table, like the little
shut up. That is so funny.
It's very bare bones, but we got some music in there.
I was prepared for you to be like
partition.
I've made her look like the restaurant at Wilderness Lodge. What's it called now? The new one? Storybook Dining. Like, I thought that's what you were going to say.
That would be cute.
Interesting. That would be very cute.
I was not that creative.
You could add
You were more creative than what I came think.
Yeah, in fact, you took that lesson. Yeah.
I would give you more points if you had been like, she's not in an Airbnb. She's specifically in a VRBO. And it is
not a Vrbo.
A Vrbo.
A VRBO in Davenport, Florida.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, not that.
Right off
it's got
I-4.
13 bedrooms,
Casey,
and every bedroom
has...
Did
you live in Davenport? Did I make that up?
No, I sure did. I lived in Davenport right off the Champions Gate.
Right.
Champions Gate. The deadliest exit in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a joke, people.
Not a joke. There was one time I was like, I didn't go that way because there was this really bad traffic, and I found out later that someone did not make it.
Oh.
Speaking of someone who did not make it, so it was like 50 degrees here today, and the snow is melting. And on one of the snowbanks on the side of the road by me was a dead fauna in the snow. Oh. Yeah, and I drove past it, and I was like...
That is so like I can't deal. I thought I saw something today, but it was just a bag.
I could not deal. No, I could not deal. It was like in the mound, like melting.
In the mound. Like atop, yeah. Like splayed gorgeously.
Like, no, like it was like the body and then still snow that would have been continuously melting throughout the day. It's probably not fully melted yet.
I can't believe we're discussing this on the pod.
That's just right over. It's just right over here.
That was the gunshot. Gunshots and chives.
How many times is Bama's mother shot? Trivia question.
Twice?
Three times. There were three shots in the movie.
Did she get hit each time?
Cruise trivia.
Oh, that cruise trivia. I'm on it. What?
Was she hit each time?
We have to do, we should do a live trivia.
She was shot at three times.
He's got to be a bad shot. He's absolutely a bad shot.
Yeah.
He's a man after all.
He's a man. Yeah. He can't aim. Look at the toilet bowl.
Stupid.
That is the second week in a row I've referenced
pee.
Well,
you know what they say? It's a privilege to pee.
Yep, they do. I'm not going to sing it.
It's a musical called You're in Town.
Oh,
you're in town. You're on your way to your.
I don't think this pod has ever been this off the rails before.
It's because you started playing harmonia again.
Yeah, we don't know what to do.
We're like, what?
Unhinged.
On my stream, I had I hit a new milestone with a certain gentleman caller, a certain gentleman pigeon. Brewster gave me his Brewstoid and I took it.
Enough.
He handed me his Brewstoid and enough. I held it in my hand.
Stop! This is awful.
And took the Brewstoid.
Okay.
Where did you place your Brewstoid? Yeah.
I put the Brewstoid right in front of Beardo's house because
looks
Beardo
like a gyroid.
Yeah, it's a gyroid shaped like Brewster.
A gyroid that looks like
it's
Brewster.
A pigeon gyroid.
It's a pigeon gyroid.
What is it? How does it?
A pyroid.
A pygyroid.
Pygyroid.
Pygyroid heels.
RJ, do the moves that he makes.
Who?
The gyroid.
The gyroid.
The pygyroid.
I didn't remember Brewstoid's moves, unfortunately.
I don't remember him either, because I too have the Brewstoid. Oh, girl, I've had it for weeks. Come on.
Weeks?
Well, Miranda needs her daily fix of coffee.
We all know what happens at 11 a.m. if I haven't had an ounce of caffeine.
Or in Jason's.
Mass murder.
Or in Harv's case, cups of coffee by 11.
Yeah.
4 cups of coffee by 9 a.m.
And no change in personality. He's like, hey.
Truly none. It does not affect
4 cups of coffee. Each of them have like pre-workout thrown in, plus like just open caffeine powder. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't feel it.
So yeah, I got to receive Brewstoid. I put it right outside of Beardo's house because canonically, Beardo, Brewster, and Blathers are a throuple.
Mm.
So,
yeah, canonically,
yeah.
That's
so
bold.
Beardo and Blathers obviously have a relationship, and then when Blathers was like, "My friend Brewster, blah blah blah,
my blessed queen,
my blessed queen,"
when he moved in, you know,
he moved in.
So now there is a photo of
two birds and a bear.
Two birds, one stone.
Two birds,
one bear. So there, yeah, the photo, Brewster and Blathers photos are out there in front of Beardo's house and now Brewstoid. So very beautiful. I also had a live campsite villager and unfortunately it was Octavian. So I didn't.
It was very anticlimactic.
It was very anticlimactic. And we said 2022 is not the vibe for crankies. So just not the year.
It's not. It's true.
We need a break from the
good
crankies.
Vibes only.
Good vibes only. Ioni vibes
Miranda,
only.
Did you get
less cranky,
villager?
More fancy.
Yeah, I said get out to my cranky, who I'm blanking on his name.
Great.
Anyway, he's
left a
good
impression.
Anyway,
and I went villager hunting, and I was quickly villager hunting and ended up with Flora, whom I know just left. Who? One of your islands?
Casey's.
Lollywood.
She just left
from Florida Fauna,
and I was like, fine. Come to Fantasy Key, whatever. Did I know what her house looks like? Did we talk about this?
I never did because it was fine.
We're in the middle of Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Yeah. Oh. We are in the pool of the flamingos.
We are in the Mickey pool.
The flamingo pool. Yeah. I didn't know that. So I walk in for the first time. I was like, what? And it's I'm sorry. You have friends over. Let me leave. I'm sorry. And I didn't mean to interrupt anything.
It's Mickey shaped.
Yeah.
Wait, there are multiple flamingos in there?
Yes, she has at least like four.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Just hanging out in the center of her house.
Oh no. Oh, okay. I was like, Casey, did you not have Flores home? You just never noticed? You just thought.
I was so taken aback.
I feel like I don't remember the flamingos being in her house, but I'm looking at these photos and they're all in there.
Yes, they're all there. I walked in there. I was like, what?
Casey never visited Flora.
Why Flora wanted to leave. And then when Fonda moved in and you were like, oh, not this house, mama.
Not this house, girl. I don't know. Now I'm like, I want to look back at my photos and see if I have one from in her house, but I probably don't.
They would have had to have been there, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's jump to the chat. Hey, guys. Key in the chat. Looks like Michelle says she has Flora and there are no flamingos in her
house.
And
then Aaron, who is Squirrel, has Flora with flamingos.
What?
Flora variants.
The variants.
This is Loki. This.
Aaron said several.
This is which, Doctor Strange. Yeah.
Which multiverse
are you in? The multiverse of Flora's.
Flora Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Starring Lizzie Olsen and Flora.
These are chaos flamingos, Flora.
That was stupid. This is chaos flamingos. Okay, we're open. Let's go see if she's home.
Elizabeth Olsen plays Flora.
Oh, shoot. She's not home. She's walking around. Let me restart. Maybe she'll go back.
Wow, Michelle says this is a situation.
Please hold.
This is going to be hard because I had Flora around the time that I started Happy Home Paradise. So all my
pictures are not
busy.
You were busy. Wow.
My busy queen.
Interesting to me. Are we like, I know I didn't imagine this. I'm glad I have at least one other validation. Yeah. But I'm not.
Wow.
Cuckoo bananas.
Wait, Michelle, is Flora one of your original five villagers?
I don't think so.
Or is Flora post the campsite villager?
Surely it's not. I will say that
Michelle's going to respond in about 45 seconds because of the lag.
I will say my Flora, I got from the campsite.
And I found mine on an island.
And you found yours on an island.
Okay.
And,
oh, Aaron posted a picture. Oh.
We've got links. Links on links.
We got it.
Wow. Okay, so this is a Google
image.
It is literally also, Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Well, I would say that's not. I mean, it looks like the Alps.
It's the Alps, though.
Why is she like performing the end of The Sound of Music when they're like crossing the Alps?
Oh, I've blocked everyone out. I've blocked the girls out of the chat.
Oh, the girls have left the chat.
Well, okay. We don't need to be there.
Correct.
Okay, Flora's home.
Scroll down.
In the other pictures, it looks like there are flamingos.
Here we come.
Okay.
We're coming in. The leaves so green.
Look at the little family. That is so cute.
That is really cute. I love that.
And
it's actually a little deranged if you start to really.
I'd like to know where Michelle got her Flora from.
Michelle left the chat.
Where Aaron got her Flora from.
Wow.
Everybody's leaving the chat.
I still have my Valentine's Day outfit on.
Cute.
You match.
Was today Pave?
No, I think that's the...
What?
No.
So...
Is it not today?
Okay, so Aaron...
And when she walked in the sand, her little feet marks, her little...
Oh, on the sand.
See that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Wow, Sahara's... So Sahara's flooring.
Wow, look
innovating,
at that.
Immersive.
See, I can stream. I can just
Up. Miranda's gonna go.
No, but famously, Miranda's laptop cuts out after like 15 minutes.
Okay, look at this photo.
Yeah, there are no.
There's no.
So but is I it wonder, because someone's over?
No, that's Jack's. You gave her Jack's head. Yeah. So do you give? What if you gave items to flora and they populate in the home and they get replaced by the flamingo. Because you know how sometimes sometimes
Michelle said flora is one of her first five.
Oh.
This ogre has layers, honey.
So if it's her first five, then it's going to be
the default home or the
furniture.
Yeah, furniture.
Michelle's flora has the classic
wooden
destitute home.
She is the classic room essentials from Target.
Yes.
The room essentials.
She's got
but
Costco.
There's no room for.
There's no home or friends over. Absolutely not.
I knew I wasn't. Wow.
But maybe maybe that's what RJ's saying is because you gave her stuff. It replaced.
I only gave her one thing.
Yeah, and that's on the side.
It takes a lot of room
in the middle.
Well, because sometimes if they're like cooking or crafting, when they don't,
sometimes their stove will just disappear.
Sometimes the stove just appears in the middle, and everything else is gone. You know.
Oh, yeah. Celeste is here.
Look at this. This is just really cute.
That is really cute. That's a good photo.
Thank you.
Michelle says she looks like she's on Bama Rush TikTok. The house fits her.
Wow.
And we're so glad you're finally here.
What a time on TikTok that was.
Yeah.
Now I'm on, is anybody else on Legally Blonde Muni Edition TikTok? I need off. I need to be off of it.
Are they doing a production right now? Is that why?
And yes.
Adam, should we drive
to... Is it bad?
Where's that? St. Louis? Is Muni
in St. Just consistent auditions.
Oh.
That's cute. That's a cute photo.
Cooking.
Look at him cooking, Sasha.
Is that his house?
Yeah.
Wow.
He has the same walls as
kids.
As kids.
House.
That's weird.
That is strange.
Okay, well,
I'm going to say that they're brothers. I'm going to say they're cousins.
Well, it's okay.
Well, that's a very interesting thing. Thank you for, because I was like, there's no way we talked about this.
We really went on a journey.
Yeah. Doctor.
And we still don't really have an answer.
Dr. Flora and the multiverse of flamingos. Yes.
Flamingos of madness. Madness. Multiverse of flamingos.
If anybody knows, let us know.
Into the flamingo verse.
Flora, contact us.
Contact us.
Contact us. I also would like to just full this is not on topic at all, but
then you are on topic of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full circle. I haven't had to wear my Invisalign since September, like during the day, because I was getting new trays. And so they had to order more for me. And I'd had them from March to September. So I'd been going like, what is that? 7 months? 6 months? I don't know what that is. March.
6 months. 6 months.
Yeah. But so I just got my new trays today. So I've been wearing them and like it's, you know, I'm learning how to speak again.
Until you started speaking now.
Yeah.
I picked
it up earlier. Let's do a quick shout out on all of our new followers.
Hey, chat.
Oh, does it not show up? Never mind.
I heard it.
Yeah, but it's not showing up on the screen, so we'll fix that later.
Never mind.
We had three new followers since our last stream, so that's awesome.
Meryl Streep is following us, it says here.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Sweet, my Roomba.
that's a cute. Good Roomba.
Ours is just Rosie, which I think everyone else in the world who has a vacuum robot has named theirs Rosie.
Casey gave me my name.
I did?
Didn't you?
Sure.
I swear you did. I swear you said, somebody almost named theirs Meryl Sweep. And I was like, that is now mine.
You should name yours Meryl Sweep.
You still get OG
credit. No, that's what I said.
You still get the credit.
Speaking
of Miranda's Valentine's Day outfit, let's talk about some Valentine's Day surprises.
Okay. Hot cocoa.
Oh yeah, tell me about them because I'm still on February 13th.
So
sure you stop at your mailbox.
I stopped at my mailbox.
I stopped at my mailbox,
and I saw that I had a Valentine from Isabel and every villager.
Okay, I want to be clear.
Isabel.
Isabel sent them last year as well.
Isabel sent one last year, but I don't remember every villager sending me one.
So every villager sent me one except for Flora because we just got gift giving today.
They all sent you Valentine's.
They all sent me Valentine's.
You didn't get an Isabel one?
No, and I'm pissed about it now.
Yeah, Isabel sent one last year.
Yeah. Because I remember freaking out about
it. She's like everybody's mom. Everyone's mom sent their children a Valentine's Day text yesterday.
It's like a different color of chocolate.
My mom did not.
Well, that checks out.
Well,
my mother-in-law did.
That also checks out.
That checks out.
Did you check your mail today, Miranda?
Yeah, maybe she was late.
Yeah, maybe she's a day late.
Because I did see a tweet that was like, everyone should have received it now. And it was like, maybe you got on too early and you didn't receive it yet.
Mm. Yeah, did you play it?
I think I got on too early.
4:30 a.m. before the time change at 5.
You know me. No, if I had all of my villagers' mail, I should have had one from Isabella.
Yeah.
Isabella.
Rosalina.
Isabella, your boyfriend's here.
That's what.
Time for dinner.
7 foot frame rat salon. Guys, I can't.
You didn't respond to the Sondheim version of it.
Because I watched all 10 of them.
Because he watched all of them.
Oh, okay.
He went through it.
Yes.
Good. Some of them are good, and some of them I was like,
who is this?
Who's Heathers? Who wrote Heathers? How do you know this?
Who did write Heathers?
Don't ask me. Okay. My knowledge truly stops at like Jerry Herman with MAME. That's where the end of my knowledge is.
No, it was a note from Bianca.
Okay, if you go to Brewster for Valentine's Day, he will drink it and it's like a surprise. It's like, oh, it's sweet. This hot chocolate. It's shockingly hot chocolate. And then he'll say, yeah, this hot chocolate is warming my heart. And then he'll say, happy Valentine's Day.
Oops.
Not Mitzi.
Not Mitzi.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Cool.
So after this, I had an NPC walk in.
Was it Isabel?
No, it was Miss Orville, who was like, getting a little pick me up. And I had never seen.
Does the airport just close then, Orville? Like, what are we doing?
Orville,
you're also.
Be back in five minutes.
Orville, you're also TSA, so you need to get back there.
Spirit Airline merger.
Yeah, Frontier Spirit and Dodo all joined.
Frontier Spirit, Dodo,
fifth largest airline in America.
There it is.
Congratulations.
Congrats to Orville and Wilbur.
But yeah, he walked in and it was the first time I ever saw him walk. He's got a little waddle, that's for sure. But I took a video of him walking out because it's like, all right, got my coffee, thanks. And it's just like,
well, no, you took a video and we had been talking. So there's like, if you just watch the video, it's just him and Orville staring at each other, and then Brewster staring at the both of them. And it's like 20 straight seconds of like, and then finally we finished our conversation, and then like the game continues, but like without the understanding that we were like talking,
it just looked like Orville said, well, have a great day,
and then they just stared at each other for 20 seconds. It's very funny.
You just had to be there.
I'm gonna watch the Aristocats now.
Those were those were the Valentine's Day little treats.
Offerings.
Treats and tweets.
But then make sure that you, Casey, when you approach Valentine's Day, then to be easy, you can just take all of the gifts that your villagers give you and then give them back to all of the villagers because they get excited.
That's what I heard. That's what Mary Kate said. She was like, I'm just re-gifting all this stuff.
I absolutely did not talk to them. But they were like, why are you giving this to me? Oh, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, cute.
So, yeah.
Is it not Festival today? Oh, this year's Festival is expected on February 28th.
Damn.
The day before Mardi Gras in the real world.
Oh, that's
right. So it changes.
Lent.
Is that a Monday? That's Monday.
Yeah.
It's a Monday.
The day before it's Mardi Gras? Because, yeah, Mardi Gras is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
Mardi Gras.
It's a year since Festival happened last year, and it was the first day of the winter storm.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, Casey.
Happy anniversary, Casey.
How are you celebrating?
Thank you.
Yes, Casey.
How am I celebrating? I'm drinking water from
your non-boiled
My non-boiled
kettle.
Water.
Mm-hmm. I'm flushing the toilet.
Wow. What a celebration.
Yeah.
I went to McDonald's and I got a fountain drink. All the things that you can't do when you're in a winter storm.
Things people take advantage of.
You're taking these things for granted.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You go get that Diet Coke.
Casey Ingalls Wilder. Little house in the Austin. Little apartment in the Austin.
Yeah, that's what it feels like sometimes living here. They said this was the fourth boil water notice in like 3 years or something.
Wow.
Well, congrats to boiled water. She's having a moment. Good for boiled water.
She's having a moment.
She's having Electric three Kettle's moments.
She's having a moment.
Trending.
She's trending.
Boiling water is trending. She's going viral, honey. And by that, we mean she's getting rid of the viruses in the water.
Wow. Adam's really feeling it today, huh? So quippy.
So I think we were... RJ, when we were on your stream, I feel like we were talking about Treasure Island. And then I talked to Erin. She was telling me about a Treasure Island like Discord, and like it was very confusing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't actually do it because I started to look at it and then I was like, this seems like something I need to like, because it's there's very well put together and it's on Discord and there's all these like
rules. You were afraid
and stuff,
that like, yeah, you would end up $10,000, like you have to put in a deposit for something.
An African prince needs like, your money. Yeah.
It's just like it's a lot of things, and I was like, I will do this, but like maybe when like I need to read it all again. But I did decide, we had talked about it before, going to one of these Treasure Islands that are on Twitch, yeah. And they are all day long, and they have. They have free ones and they have ones if you're a subscriber. And so I decided to, press my luck and see if I could get into a free one. And I did get in to a Treasure Island for free. And like, here's the gag. One, you're having to deal with people coming and going. So. Yeah.
Oh.
I got to a new Treasure Island that had they had just opened with the Dodo code. And so I get in and then six other people have to get in. Mm-hmm. And so we're all just like sitting there waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like they had like here, you know, like if you went in the chat, you could like find the map, but the map wasn't updated for this specific island. So I'm like, I don't know where anything is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was just like, there wasn't a lot that I needed there. So I just like grabbed 40 things because I had, you know, my pockets were
open and ready.
But open and ready to receive these items. But it was all just like furniture. But I guess I got into a furniture one. And like, I don't know if it was even worth it because I spent so much time like waiting. And then when someone would leave and then if I was still there, then another person would come. And so it was just a lot of pausing. And I'm like, I would rather pay the money or figure out the Discord one. Because Erin was like, it does seem harder than it is. She figured it out. So I think I need to check.
Shout out to the chat.
Shout out to the chat. But it was interesting. But it definitely made me, it's part of my town hall. But it definitely, I was like, I would rather have just paid someone $10 and get to go to one by myself.
$10 in this economy?
Well,
they are not $10.
They're not $10 anymore, honey. Inflation, they're $13.
Inflation. Oh no. Oh no.
Listen, I'm spending money on mini brands. I can throw a couple dollars.
That reel's still playing. I can throw in a couple dollars for a Treasure Island.
Yeah. Keep watching. Yeah, Miranda, you still need to watch my reel.
I will.
Like, comment,
I'll check what's coming in. Because I had a couple things. I'm like, I don't know what this is. Maybe it's the mini brands. I'll bring them to you at Disneyland next week.
Yeah.
Wow. You'll be traveling next week. I'm traveling next week.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Phoenix to be with the fam for a week. So I'll be recording, working there, work from home in Phoenix.
Adam, we have extra space in the Hojo.
I have no extra space in my
PTO.
PTO. In your heart?
In my heart.
Can't you work from the Hojo?
Yeah, bring Friedrich.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll copy these documents with my eyes.
But amazing. On my flight back, Casey, my layover is in Austin for 2.5 hours.
How long is it?
2.5 hours.
Wait, when are you going to Disneyland?
Next week.
What days?
Thursday to Sunday.
I'll be there Wednesday night to Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm flying back Saturday. I'm flying. Oh. Yeah, I know. I was going to be like, oh, she can. I was telling Adam, like, oh, she can, you know, pick me up and we can go through a drive-thru like a Whataburger. And I'm like, I'm going to be in Phoenix. I can go to a Whataburger.
Do you know how far away everything is from the Austin airport? Do you know how far distance? That's the one thing I cannot understand about Austin. How there is
everything is far away.
Close by. Mm. Everything is so far.
It was like, yeah, and Miranda flew into the South Terminal. So it was like, you go a weird way to get there. It's very strange. But there's, I will say, the Austin airport has an Amy's ice cream. They have.
Who's Amy?
She's an ice creamer in Austin.
A cremier.
Soft serve or hard pack?
It's hard pack.
What flavors?
That's good. Oh, they have all kinds you can do mix-ins.
Oh my God,
stuff.
I just remembered soft serve and I just remembered Twisty Treat. Oh my God, I had a...
I just remembered will be salt and straw territory.
Well, I ice cream minute.
ice cream.
We don't talk about ice cream.
We bought 3 pints at Jenny's this past week.
Because we had extra money in our grocery budget. So we said, let's grocery shop at the Jenny's store.
Yeah. So we bought 3 limited time flavors. If you have a local Jenny's nearby, we recommend. RJ's was...
Brandied banana...
Brulee.
BBB, Better Business Bureau.
Yeah.
That sounds like a drag queen.
Hi, I'm Brandy Banana Brulee. Yeah. I am 34 years old from Salt Lake City, and girl, I am your Brandy Banana dream come true.
We got the, I got the goat cheese with cherry. That was delicious.
Love that one.
I love a goat cheese and cherry ice cream. What is the season?
You know.
Like, when are they going away?
Oh, I don't know. March?
I got the goat cheese back in like August. So that's interesting that it was there now.
I think they were just like, these are just
maybe
some,
it's like what February we left. Through.
Yeah. Maybe anytime they put out the limited sign, it just means like, these are not the normal flavors we always have.
Yeah.
These are our rotations.
No, I take that back. I'm thinking August. No, I got the goat cheese in the spring because I was on a date.
I wasn't
dating last August.
Oh,
right. And then the last one we got is one that's truly incredible. It's called maple soaked
pancakes.
And there are bits of pancake in it. And it tastes
like maple syrup,
fresh from Vermont.
And it had brown butter pieces, right?
It had brown butter. Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
And I weigh 195
Chris, pounds. You better run to your local Jenny's and treat your queen.
He went to Nothing Bundt Cakes yesterday and got us some bundt.
Oh,
I love Nothing Bundt Cakes. Did you get a big bun or a little mini bun?
We got 3 buntlets.
Buntlets.
A tower.
like the onion ring tower at Red Robin. Case.
I love that. Sutton Foster show. Bundt Heads.
Oh yeah. I love Bundt Heads.
I have not watched Bundt Heads. I did start How I Met Your Father yesterday.
Oh,
how is it?
That's got Samantha, Kim Cattrall.
It does.
Oh, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Who voices, is she the voice of the older?
She's the mother.
Okay.
So she's not, unlike How I Met Your Mother, she's on camera and the son is the voiceover.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting. Hmm.
Change it up, sis.
Change it up, grub.
Kim Cattrall was like, no.
I'm not just a voice. Put me on
front of the camera.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for our town halls. That sound means it's time for the town halls. This is when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation.
Brenda, go ahead and go first.
Oh.
No.
Casey, absolutely.
Then Casey. Absolutely.
Okay, Casey, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention, Nintendo. We need to talk about the Nintendo online experience. It should not be such a mess to get to an island with nine of my friends, with three of my friends. It should not have to stop everything so these fools can fly in. There should be a seamless experience where they just pop up in the game. I am so tired of this. It is 2022, mama. We got apes on NFTs that we can buy. Why don't we buy a better system here? Let's mine some better, you know, some better systems here to make getting to an island not such a terrible experience. And then if something messes up, it could kick you all out. So please, Nintendo, you got to work on it. We can't be doing this on the island. You got to do better. And if we're going to go do it, do it, do it.
And that's 1 minute Nintendo Build Back Better.
Do it, do
we
it,
need
do
to
it,
talk about Nintendo. Do,
do, do, do. Nintendo Dodo. Like, and also, yeah, whenever you're going to type in the Dodo code,
the airline.
Just type it in. I should just be able to type it in. It shouldn't be a weird conversation.
Nintendo Hojo.
Nintendo Hojo. I gotta stay at a Hojo next to the Dodo because it takes so long to get to the other places.
I have to stay
at an overnight Hojo because the flights take so dang long.
Oh no, yeah. No.
Hopefully, merging with Spirit and Frontier, they can work this out.
Oh my God.
They will not.
Get
they
more direct flights.
Will it no. will get worse.
You're going to fly to Atlanta and you're going to have to wait there for 6 hours.
Everything in your pocket.
Not Atlanta.
You're going to have to wait in Atlanta.
You don't connect in Atlanta.
Yeah, you're going to be in one terminal and out in another. So good luck.
You either have a 6 hour layover in Atlanta or a 25 minute layover, but you have to switch terminals.
Or you are running.
Yeah. Truly.
And famously, if you walk between terminals, it's faster than.
Yes.
Literally that.
It's wild.
Mm-hmm. In Atlanta?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember Hot when Atlanta. I almost missed my flight? Where was I? Dallas. And I almost fell running up an escalator and I almost died.
Ugh, those escalators in Dallas don't play.
My lung collapsed. I had a collapsed lung.
What?
From rushing. Yes. I kept coughing and I could not breathe. I went to my doctor. You have a collapsed lung. It happens sometimes. And it just like recovers on its own.
I
kept coughing.
Wait, yes. They said it just will go back to normal at some point, or they gave you medicine?
No medicine. Excessive exercise or like something that like would put strain on your body. So my lung collapsed.
What does it mean? Not your like lung is literally just like.
Like it could. Yes. That. Remember when you used to just like flail to the ground?
Yes, yeah. I do.
It's like that.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. You are Beyonce. Thank you.
Okay, Miranda, it's your turn.
Okay.
This is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention villagers, I think we all need to take all of our clothing and head on over to the Able Sisters because I think they need tailored. Let's sew up our pockets first because y'all keep losing things. It has been 5 days and I have found 3 things just thrown across Fantasy Key. What are you doing? What is happening? Are you just purposefully leaving it there? Is it just falling out of your pocket? Are you throwing things? I don't understand. Like, are you having like an angry journal session and just throwing it across the bridge? Either way, keep your belongings where they belong, in your home, in your bag, somewhere that is not in the snow on Fantasy Key, because I don't know what else to do anymore. So just make sure you keep track of all your stuff, keep tidy, be a good resident. That's all.
Here's your fist of 10, Miranda.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's 1 minute.
Did I get doctor point?
No, you get a 10-second grace period.
Thank you.
It's the angry journaling for me.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We've done it.
That's so funny. I had never gotten as many requests as this was actually a point of conversation in my stream that like is because that technically counts as the smile mile, nook mile like achievement where you help
helping
requests and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, I still had one sticker left to go, I think, or one stamp left.
I still got two.
I will go.
Dang. Okay. Adam, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. This is to everyone, but specifically this one villager named Canberra decided to do this to me the other day. I get that in this new era that we are living in this 2.0, if you will, that we are more social. We are more, hey, pop over and see how we're doing. If I have walked into my home 10 seconds ago, and I'm about to walk right back out, you don't need to come over, girl. It's fine. I'm going to head right back outside. I'll meet you right out front. I'll meet you right on the porch and we'll have a little chit chat. We don't need you to come inside my house, girl. And then I have to do this whole, oh, and then I walk to the door and she's like, oh, well, don't let me hold you up, as if like I was the one being rude. You walked into my home. What's happening?
And that's 1 minute. Adam's enjoying the joys of 2.0.
there should be like a knock and then a response that you say either like accept or decline.
Or like you can, it's like if your drapes are open, if you have your curtains open.
If your coaster's on green, that means you want
to play.
It's like trick or treating. If your outdoor lights are on, that means that house is okay to trick or treat. If your lights are off, do not come up to my front door. Right. Do not.
Or the game at least should be like, okay, you've been in your house for 2 straight minutes. It was like, truly, I walked into my house, I looked around my room, and I was about to open my storage. And she was like, knock, 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 I'm coming over. And of course it was Canberra. And I was like,
of course.
Your little buck tooth, you little
koala ass.
Unibrow ass, koala ass.
Anyway, it's very frustrating.
Oh, Canberra.
Or there should be an ordinance, and it can be like, I'm not in the mood to have visitors.
No visitors.
No visitors.
Yeah.
But also, I should be allowed to come into your house whenever.
Absolutely.
That still needs to say the same.
Or let us put, like, you know how we put wreaths outside our front doors? Maybe we put a special item.
Maybe we put a sock on the knob, and it lets you know, don't come in.
Yeah.
If the beds are rocking, don't come and knock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then knocking, I literally mean I'm making DIY furniture. Please do not bother me.
That's interrupting heavy machinery. That's just unsafe.
It's unsafe. You know? Where's your hard hat?
Or where's your PPE?
Hard hat.
PPE.
Yeah.
PPE.
PPE.
KN95.
Gloves.
Hands. 99.9% antibacterial hand sanitizer.
Okay, I'm ready.
RJ, your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. I will admit that I may not have the best fashion sense, okay? And yes, sometimes I make bad calls. And I think sometimes when my villagers ask me for my fashion sense, I will make a bad call sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's fair. So
this is a read to yourself?
It's a read to me and an apology to our girl, Megan. Now, Megan, when I was trying to get in good graces with you, because I haven't received a photo. Obviously, when a friend wanted to give you a gift, I said, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And she's like, well, let me try it on. How do I look? The karate outfit is not for you, sis. A traditional blue judogi is not the look for Miss Megan, who is, I believe, a pacifist and doesn't believe in martial arts.
She's a sweeper.
The arts of martial. Yes, she's a sweeper. She's a cleaner. The home edit, the rainbow edit or whatever is on Netflix. So I'm really sorry. I will be talking to Isabel.
And that's 1 minute. I actually have no idea if that was 1 minute. I just put up 5 seconds.
Yeah, I literally, Genji was like,
It was bad.
It's like the blue with the like black belt on it. And I.
Black belt? This is not a black belt.
And she was standing right in front of her DIY station. So I technically couldn't see because of the angle. I had to wait until after the conversation. And then I turned and I was like, oh.
This we should have named our robot vacuum Megan.
Because she's always sweeping.
She's always sweeping.
Yeah, so absolutely. And then supplementary to that, when I was just trying to get in her good graces and send her gifts, I was like, oh, I can send her some cute outfits. I sent her the Cinderella outfit. Just, I was like, I think it's cute. It's a fun gag. It's so sad.
Oh, the maid outfit. She looked,
Cinderella, rags to riches, girl. Like, it is, it's real sad seeing her walk around sweeping in her Cinderella outfit.
That outfit, that peasant outfit.
Aww. I'm so sorry, girl.
Mother said be good. Father said be nice. That was always their advice. So be nice, Megan, Megan. Good, Megan, Megan. Nice, good, good, nice.
Fly birds back to the sky. Megan is the ingenue. Absolutely.
Fly blathers.
Stupid. Okay, well, that is our show. Thank you so much for listening. If you are listening from the podcast on your audios and watching on the Twitch on live today or watching later on. Oh, Rihanna, Jasmine just joined. I'm so sorry, but you can watch the full Twitch. Don't worry, we are twitching all the time. Casey's twitching all the time now. Casey is on Twitch.
Thursday,
6 p.m. Central. RJ's is twitching.
Next week, I'll have to change it up next week since I'll be gone on Thursday.
Yeah. RJ needs to change it up this week.
Yes, he'll be changing it up. But you'll just follow us on Twitch and you'll see. You can also join us on all of our social media at Residence Pod, the Facebook co-op where we have all of our lovely people in there.
My mom's in town, so maybe we'll make her Twitch. Why not? Play Animal Crossing for the first time while people watch.
Or it's those TikToks of like showing the characters and like this is what Nan thinks their names are.
Oh, that's
you
be great.
Play and just have the stream on her
on
watching
her face. She's just like, now what is that?
Yes.
What is he wearing?
What animal is that?
What animal is that? Is that a bear? Oh, for Pete's sake. Oh. but yes, twitching on Thursdays, twitching on Sundays. Live episodes on Tuesdays, and the podcast comes out Thursday morning on all of your podcast apps. If you love the show, please make sure you write us a 5-star rating or a review so we can get our Lilies of the Valley.
Give us a 5-star on Spotify.
Make sure you
join the co-op.
Join the co-op.
Follow us on social.
Buy some merch.
Buy some merch. And next week we'll be showing you.
Drink your water.
Drink your water.
Send us a question.
Send us a question.
Eat your vegetables.
Ask us how our day was. Else?
Yeah. But I want to shout out to everyone watching. Aaron just said she gave Boyd a pair of farmer's overalls today, and when you put them on, it turns into a skirt. Yes, that definitely.
Or send us dream address recommendations.
Yes, we went on a live dream address one time. If you have a good dream address.
Send us villagers that should be in our campsite.
Or a bad one.
Guess send us a bad dream
campsite
address.
Campsite recommendations.
We'll read a filth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need to do a campsite soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Casey, support local artists.
Casey does need to support local artists.
Some artists online. But anyway, thank you, Miranda, Casey.
Miranda regrets saying that.
For joining us on another episode of Resident Services. This is Resident Services signing off. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Residence Pod. You can join the Resident Services Co-op and meet the rest of our community on facebook.com/groups/Resident Services Co-op. Our Discord server is linked on our show notes, and our episode recordings are now live on Twitch. Find us at twitch.tv/Residence Pod. If you would like to ask Resident Services or leave us your own town hall, you can visit our show page on theampleverse.com, and you can leave a question or voice message and we'll play it on a future episode. You can also find other shows and essays on the Ampliverse and on social media at the Ampliverse. Thanks to Zencastr for our recordings and Anchor for hosting the show. And don't forget to write us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only, please, so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. Our theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify under Closed on Sunday. Thanks again for listening.
discovering voices, building worlds, the Ampliverse.